David Swinburne from Sanspareil has joined us for a chat about some extremely unique and wonderful cigars. Tell me what I'm lighting, David.
So for our, since our, this is our first release since 2017 to the Core line. And this is the green, which what makes this one unique is the Habano wrapper. High quality, as always with all of our cigars, aged and well balanced. Mm. You know, when you smoke our cigars, it's there's nothing that's gonna hit you in the face and say, oh, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of this. It's more the nuances. It's the enjoyment, and we think that the green hits with this.
I started my day with this cigar over coffee this morning at about 6:30, and I was really impressed. The guys gave me one yesterday, and congratulations on just a very accessible, the draw is great, the construction's beautiful. It's obvious that quality is a huge consideration. And I understand you're kind of a quality expert.
Yes, quality, supply chain. I recently joined within the past year or two. I've always been a founder, always part of it, but recently joined to do more activities, bringing in the expertise of supply chain, quality control. But I'll be honest, Hochi Blanco with Tobacco Lara Palma makes it easy. His facilities, his employees, everyone who works on these cigars, it's an absolute blessing.
He's a tremendous reputation in the industry.
Most humble gentleman I know.
And he's helped a tremendous number of very recognizable names in this industry to be successful. So my first exposure to your brand was at the Cedar Room in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's right.
A buddy of mine from Minnesota was living down there, and I was visiting. And he shared what I think was called an A.
Okay.
It was just sublimely delicious. It's a luxe cigar. It's a very high-end cigar. You brought with you a box today that of a new announcement. Is this a?
It's almost a re-release. So back in 2017, when we came to the market, we brought what we call the Super Lancero. And that is a 13.5 by 40 ring gauge cigar. And of course, everyone thinks we're crazy, right? There are so many things that can go wrong with that long of a smoke. And Hochi Blanco was the only one that would be willing to take that risk with us. So we created that, and we call this our gold line. Our gold line in the new release is going to be a Maduro wrapper, chocolatey, just a beautiful cigar.
This is
fun
to unbox. I mean, this is just the amount of detail that goes into even making the container that it comes in. Now, how long is it going to be? I mean, a Lancero of this size is going to take a few minutes to smoke.
Yes, I've talked to multiple people. It all depends on what you're doing. If you're going on YouTube and doing your stuff and just focusing on smoking it, they can get down to about 2 hours. For me, I'm enjoying it, conversation. Not that they're not enjoying it, but you know, going through and going through the experience of conversation, about four hours.
4 hour cigar.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's an absolute privilege for us to have our pack in your cigar box. It speaks to your commitment to delivering freshness to your clients. I mean, just what a treat to have something this exquisite. You know what it reminds me of? When I first met the folks from Atabey and Byron, this exceptionally long curing process, very disciplined, very picky about what makes the grade, what goes into the
yeah.
product.
Yes.
So, It's a wow factor. This is a price. What is the price point on the green?
So this is going to be $35.
Okay.
And then we have one more size larger, which is the Diademas, kind of a big figurado, and that'll be $48, which goes along the same lines of all the prices of our cores.
No wonder I like it so much. I mean, it's just a lovely cigar. What's the price point on this?
So this one's going to be $100, and then we have one more size which is going to be a Toro size on the gold. It's going to be 54 by 6.5. Once again, the Maduro wrapper, we're calling it the Jetto.
When you introduce somebody to the Sans Pareil line, where do you start them? What's the entry point?
So I actually love the conversation that I have to bring that up. Going through and explaining that Hochi, 100%, he made this Dominican Puro, the blue, Criollo 98, that's my number one go-to for introducing someone to the blend. It's something that has subtleties, it's creamy, it's enjoyable. It attracts many different people, not just, I like this taste or that taste. So it's a great introduction with the blue.
So when you're as a founder, when did this all begin? When did the story start for Sans Pareil?
About 2016. So okay. 2016 we started, and it was really a project of, can we do this? And I remember we came to the market and everyone thought we were crazy, right? That's an expensive cigar. Mm-hmm. You look around today, this is no big deal. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think. I'm not saying that we're a trailblazer, but it's like, it was crazy then. 5 years later, it's not crazy anymore. Maybe we're onto something here.
Yeah, and there's a number of lines that have come out with a luxe version of their cigars. So we had a very spirited conversation with Rocky last year about he actually packaged it looking like a gold bar. It's the most expensive cigar that he's ever brought to market. I think quality speaks for itself, and discerning palates, people that love cigars, they find I may not be burning 5 or 6 of these a day,
sure,
but I'd certainly want this to be in my collection for when I have a special occasion or as the peak of my smoking experience for any particular session. I mean,
it's something that, you're right, I am blessed, absolutely blessed. But if you smoke these every day, right, it's like you want it for almost a special occasion. You don't want to have, you know, a filet mignon every single day. But it's there, and
it's ready. A couple times a week.
Fair enough. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either. You're absolutely right, Drew. But it is something that is special. It's something that is consistent. No matter what, when you're ready, it's there for you to enjoy. And you know that you will enjoy it. And I would like to make one more point, Drew, on the point of Bóveda. These are very finicky when it comes to humidity. And I'm talking even slight percentages. If that changes, I'll be honest, our cigars do not taste the way that we wanted them to. So it's a no-brainer to bring Bóveda into our cigars. And it tells the customer too that knows, oh, the percentages make a difference. They see that logo in there. And it shows that we truly care about our products. So I do want to thank you guys for allowing us
to
do that.
Well, it's a privilege. We consider it a privilege. You know, we've had a habit for years of taking the names and the faces of the people that lead these companies, mm-hmm. making them a part of our For My Humidor. You guys have made that commitment. It's a real privilege for us to be the asterisk on your business, to be the freshness guarantee. I don't know if you've gone down this road with Mike. I think it's a conversation that we should have.
There.
The quality that you guys are producing, the legacy that you're creating, and with a relatively young company. I mean, that's not a long period of time in the cigar industry.
Absolutely.
So I think with you as a founder and coming on now as the CEO and running the show again, it's good timing to possibly talk about getting you up on the wall.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'll even sign it for you.
All right. Yeah, I need an autographed copy.
Blessings, you know.
I appreciate it. Yeah. That's great. What a beautiful line of cigars. Tremendous testament to quality and commitment. I don't know, it doesn't get a lot better than what you've brought to market and shared with us.
Hearing those words, it never gets old. It never goes unappreciated, because we put everything we have into these cigars, and hearing that feedback is just, it just feels fantastic.
Well, and you had a vision in the beginning. I'm curious what the vision is today. What's the next few years look like for you and the the trajectory of the Sans Pareil line.
Yeah. So actually, I was talking with Ho Chi and the team on the supply chain. We're looking at our inventory, seeing where we're at. The main reason we're back at the trade show is to bring on more retailers. You know, we're not bringing it to the masses, but it's people that truly understand what we're doing. So if we have a retailer that can explain that to their customers, and they have customers that enjoy that, we're looking to partner with them. You can even look at it. We don't even put our name on the cigar. We highly rely on the tobacconist to partner with us.
Sans Pareil?
Sans Pareil.
Sans Pareil.
But people call it Sans Pareil as well. I've heard it both ways.
And what does it mean?
Yeah, so it's actually a French phrase for without equal. So
Ooh.
These are unmatched, unequal.
Unparalleled.
Unparalleled, exactly.
Yeah.
And the five bars is actually the five founders that when we started with the project of bringing this to light. So everything revolves around what we started with, and the symbol is showing where we'll always be.
Beautiful. You've done a great job, man. You got to be really proud.
It is the hardest work I've ever done and the most enjoyment I've ever had.
How terrific. How terrific. Thanks a lot for having a chat with us.
Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, really a treat.